This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Lisa Swiftney.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 107 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have with us Good Neighbor Whitney Myers, and she is with eXp Realty. How are you doing today, Whitney?
I'm doing great, Lisa. Thank you. I'm doing great.
Great. Thank you for being a guest on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start by telling us about your business. What do you do?
I am in real estate. I've been a realtor for, I'm going into my fourth year. So I started in 2020 when the market was crazy. Interest rates were super low. There's been a couple of adjustments over the last couple of years, but you know, it was definitely a crazy market at the time. I've worked with buyers, sellers, investors, in the Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties.
That is great. Tell our listeners about your journey. How or why did you get into this business?
So I've always been interested in real estate, but I think when I was a little younger, it was intimidating to me. I went to school, the International Academy of Design and Technology, and I got a bachelor's degree in fine arts. I majored in interior design. From there, I kind of got to a couple different industry-related jobs, like paint stores, furniture stores, remodeling places, granite places, and it all revolved around the housing industry. And then eventually I was like, okay, you know, I have enough knowledge on the outskirts of the industry that I kind of wanted to just get into it. And I feel like it was really smooth transition into real estate because I had so much knowledge on everything else.
That is amazing. So can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions you hear about in your industry?
One of the main ones I would say is that you don't need a realtor, that you can sell your house by yourself. And I'm not saying that you can't, but you definitely want representation. You want someone that's going to be able to give you your house the exposure it needs. Because Zillow, anybody can post on Zillow, but you need the MLS, you need marketing that realtors can provide to you. There's always negotiation challenges when it comes to selling or buying a house. There's legal risks when it comes to the contracts and having the proper contracts available to you and know how to fill them out properly, making sure it's priced appropriately. And then when you're selling, you know, you have the showing schedule, you know, making sure you're available to show the house. And, you know, all those things are things to take into consideration when you're considering selling. And when you put it all together, it's like when you're remodeling a house, you want a general contractor, you know, you need an agent to manage all of that for you to make it more of a smooth experience.
That is great. And you're absolutely right. So when you're not working on your business, what do you like to do for fun?
So recently, over the last year, I have gotten back into running. I ran my first marathon last year, the Detroit Free Press Marathon. I have already signed up to run the one for this year, which I'm super excited about. But in between time, I run a lot of 5Ks throughout the year. I'm thinking about doing a half marathon in Chicago this summer. So I do a lot of reading, and then running is really what it is. My tagline right now is reading, running, real estate.
Oh, that's a great tagline.
Thanks. And that really sums up everything.
That sure does. So a little bit serious note here. Can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say because of that challenge that you're better for it and are stronger?
So I had undiagnosed ADHD. So when it came time to like actually focus on the exam and all of, you know, the things that it takes into passing a test, I get severe anxiety, test anxiety, and all those other things. But when I knew that this was something that I really set my heart to do, and I focused on doing it, I failed the exam the first two times I took it. The exam was extremely hard, but it's even more harder for someone that can't, you know, focus. So I knew that this was a challenge for me. So I obsessed over it. I when I was running, I was listening to a podcast or lessons on the exam, you know, and being more aware of that challenge, it allows me to navigate, you know, things a little more, a little better throughout the real estate transactions as well. And just developing those relationships with the clients, you know, it just helps all the way around.
That is good. Well, I am glad that you're able to overcome that. So what's thing that you wish our listeners knew about you and your business?
So I'm very client focused. A lot of times, if you read any of my reviews, they'll tell you I'm great at communicating. But throughout the process, I find myself developing genuine relationships with my clients. You know, after the transaction is over, I've been invited to baby showers, weddings, housewarmings, and it just becomes like an actual relationship to where people, I mean, they use me as a resource well after the transaction is closed, you know, so I'm beyond just a real estate agent to them at that point. You know, I have people reaching out to me for dog sitters, you know, sometimes it's not even like real estate related. It's just that they use me as a resource. They know that, you know, I do this and that along the way I meet a lot of people. So, you know, it's beyond just real estate. It's developing relationships with people and using those relationships, you know, to benefit both of us.
And that is good because it's all about relationships when you're selling somebody's home or when you're showing them homes. You want to work with people. You want people to get to know, like, and trust you.
Trust is the main thing, is to trust. And I'm always very honest and very transparent. And sometimes I feel like maybe too transparent because I want them to be fully aware, you know, and not overwhelmed. And, you know, I tell everyone in the beginning of the transaction, this is going to be an emotional roller coaster. It's just what it is. There's not a transaction that's not emotional. It's always going to be an emotional roller coaster. And we are on this ride together and we're going to get through it. You know, I've been through it a couple times before, but it's just as emotional for me as it is for you, you know, but I've been through it a couple times. So I'm going to guide you the way I know how, and we're going to get through it every single time. And we do.
That's great. So our listeners are now intrigued. So how can they learn more? How can they reach out and contact you and schedule some of your time either to sell their house or to help them find a new home?
So my business number is, you can call me directly, 313-258-2055. Or you can connect on social media, Instagram. My page is super fun. I have a lot of family stuff, kids stuff, running stuff, reading stuff, real estate. It's all across the board. But my Instagram is its_Whitney, WHITNEY _Jade, JADE.
That is great. Well, Whitney, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day and being a guest and letting our listeners know a little bit about you and what you do. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Rochester. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnprochester.com. That's gnprochester.com or call 248-988-9640.